It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think they're going to win the game easily, first of all. I think that they're going to kick Golden State's ass, and that it's going to be one of those situations where he's having a good game, 30, 35 maybe, something like that. I think that's probably where he'll top out. I'd like to see a vintage Jason Tatum, you know.
I think you're going to.
Kablooey kind of game. That'd be fun.
Like, but 12 points in the first quarter kind of game, 14 yeah. points in the first quarter kind of game. And
he had 26 cruise. In the first half and then two in the second half last night. But, again, he didn't play the fourth quarter,
right.
So that's a big part of it. And that explosion that they had there in the second quarter was a big part of the reason why they ran away from Atlanta and never came back, and also Atlanta sucks. But the point I want to make here is that they're doing this without Jaylen Brown. It's early in the year, and they're facing a slate of not great teams. Jason Tatum is also the league's leading scorer right
yep.
now in terms of total points.
Imagine if he played the fourth quarter.
Exactly. Like, if he was playing full games here, then he'd be probably up by a lot. And I don't know if they even started the Kia MVP ladder yet. I heard Scal talking about it in one of the highlights that we played. But if they put it out there right now, he's got to be, I'd say, top three, right? I mean, I think we're talking top three here. Jokic is averaging a triple-double again in 32 points, so he'll probably be number one. But right after that, I'd say you got Tatum probably pretty close by. Luka would be in there. Edwards, maybe, because Edwards has to do more that Karl Anthony Towns is out. You know, Giannis and those type of guys.
What's Donovan Mitchell doing?
Don Mitch, that's a good point. They're undefeated, and I think he's having a good season, although I'm not totally sure what his numbers are. He's averaging 23 a game, actually not even that great. Tatum right now is third in the league in points per game, fourth, behind Davis, Giannis, and Maxey. He's averaging 30 points, 7.5 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals, and about a half a block per game, shooting 48% from the field and 36% from three-point range. Meanwhile, Nikola Jokic averaging just under 30 with 13 rebounds and 10.3 assists. So, I mean, it's going to be tough to overcome Mr. Triple-Double there over in Denver. But I do think that there is a rhythm to this. I do think that there's some politics involved, not like the
yep.
we're seeing tonight, but in terms of, all right, this guy's already won this many. This guy hasn't won one yet. Embiid just got an MVP 2 years ago for, I think, that exact reason. They figured it was his turn. Tatum just won a championship. He's in the mix. Like, you know, he's certainly in the top three. I think this could be, if he keeps at it and continues to put up these kind of numbers, I think that he's going to be right there on the inside track this year.
Yeah, I think it'd be stunning if he wasn't a top three or four candidate when the year comes to an end because of how good I think they're going to be. Now, he has to stay healthy. He can't be missing, you know, a couple weeks here, a couple mm-hmm. weeks there, whatever. Because you got to get, what, 65 games? Is that the...
Yes.
You got to play 65 games. But it will stun me if he's not one of the leading scorers on one of the leading teams, and that right there. And then you mix in the fact he just won the championship. You mix in the fact that, quite honestly, he's going to talk about it because he already has. Others are going to be talking about it for him. He's going to be one of the talking points on a nightly basis. Whereas I almost, like Jokic, what's the talking point with Jokic? Do you want to give it to him again? I feel like there's more reason to talk about Tatum and the MVP and chasing an MVP, coming off a title, chasing another title, than there is some of the other candidates. So I absolutely think he's going to be. And by the time he comes around, the other argument that he had last year for that short stint was the best player on the best team. Best player, best team. And if they're the best team by that point, I think he's got a decent shot.
Yeah.
I put money on it last year, and for like 2 weeks I felt good about it, and then I didn't.
On Tatum being a top three... Or being the MVP.
Winning the MVP.
Winning the MVP?
I felt good about it.
I feel like the odds aren't going to go up. So, I mean, you might as well. You might as well
have to sprinkle.
Strike now. Yes, Brian?
Quick thing on the MVP, too. Recent trend the last 10 years, if you're not in the top six in PI, which is an advanced stat, which is player impact expectancy in the NBA, it basically is everything you do on the court combined into one.
Now, is this available in a chart form?
Oh, it is. Yeah, NBA.com.
Everything
that would
either?
Be a pie chart.
It's quality.
Aha. Y'all just walked right into it.
Aha. There's the spoon. Nice one. Okay, so
its sister stat is a la mode.
Should
I stop?
Yeah, probably. Pie.
I was gonna say you should stop after the first. The first one was good.
Where's Jason Tatum on the pie chart?
So he's sixth this year. He's never been in the top 10 in his career. So a lot of the years when people say, "Well, why isn't Tatum in the MVP conversation at the end of the year?" He's never finished in the top 10 in pie in the NBA at the end of the season. Right now, he's currently sixth.
I don't mean to reset this.
Go for it.
I was thinking about my dumb joke. What did you say pie meant again?
A player impact estimate. So it's basically everything to...
Defense included. It's a whole... It's a cumulative
thing. It's rebounds, assists, points. It's everything you could possibly do on the floor.
Okay.
Combined into some math equation.
All right. But from who? Well, from
whoever the advanced
came
stats.
Up with it. Yeah, from next
so,
gen stats.
For example, right? Jokic is number one this year. Giannis is number two. Anthony Davis is three.
Davis is having a big year.
Buddy Hield's four. He's actually been playing
Buddy
well.
Buddy Hield is four?
He's been playing well because Steph Curry's been out.
He's that playing team, better than Jason Tatum?
That team's 5-1. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander,
oh, now you don't like pie?
Five. And then Tatum, six.
Not if it says Buddy Hield's better than Jason.
But overall, you look at it, and for the most part at the top of the list, Jokic is usually there. Doncic is usually there. Antetokounmpo's usually there. Like, it is the better players in the league.
Well, it should be, I would hope. You guys want a quick story?
Yes.
When I was at Patriots Football Weekly, I tried to come up with one of these. I was going to make my own advanced analytic. It was basically going to be the version of passer rating, but for defensive players, and it was going to be defensive impact players. I had this whole chart. Bill even helped me with it. Like, I asked him some questions, what should be involved, blah, blah, blah. And I, like, ran the numbers, and J.J. Watt finished, like, 177th. So I ripped it up and threw it away and said, this is stupid if J.J. Watt's not good.
Buddy Hield is averaging 22 points a game.
You're really ticked off about Buddy Hield.
I'm just surprised that
hey, Homer, there's other good players in the NBA.
Yeah, but Buddy Hield isn't one of them. That's the point. Like, how is he?
Or
how is his pie so high?
Well, he has a 19.7 pie right now.
Maybe okay. You're sleeping on Buddy Hield.
I suppose. He is shooting the ball well. He's a good shooter.
Is he playing defense?
Is Jason Tatum playing defense?
I don't know. I thought pie was supposed to include defense.
It does include defense, but here's the thing. MVP isn't
Where's
really
Jaylen Brown
calculated with that. MVP is usually the three sexy big stats, points, rebounds, and assists, and then after that, it's like shooting percentage.
No, but
that's
so
usually what they do.
This is their version of
defense
war.
Defense doesn't matter.
Because war has become the biggest thing in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like pie, this is like trying to have a pie excuse, a pie reasoning for why you voted for somebody for MVP.
You're really enjoying saying pie
over and over again, aren't you? So where's Jaylen Brown been in pie in recent years?
Yeah, what's Brown's pie?
I am still scrolling. He's pretty low.
This is a stupid number.
I don't like this. Yeah, I don't like pie.
This is a dumbass analytical number.
But no player's won MVP and hasn't been in the top six in the last 10 years.
Okay.
And the lowest was six, Curry, and that was the year he won unanimous MVP.
Why has
and he won 73
time
games.
Out.
I didn't even know pie existed
right,
this long.
Right. Pie's been around for 10 years, and people are trying to tell me it's the most important stat in basketball, and yet I've never heard of pie until this
very day.
It's
been important when it comes to electing MVPs.
I've heard of war forever. War forever. I don't even like analytics, but I've heard of war. Right?
War forever. That's your campaign slogan.
War has mattered. You're telling me pie matters, except no one talks about pie.
Yes.
It's 2024. You have a decision to make. War versus pie. That's basically what you're voting for.
Gotta choose pie in that situation,
I gotta
right?
accept war because...
It's like cake or death. Remember that?
Right, no, exactly.
What was that guy's name? The comedian? There was a whole...
he tells me to move on.
That's true, yes. Well, anyway.
He's trying to come up with a comedian.
Are up against the break.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.